Jose Altuve and J.J. Watt share the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year award. They are on the cover together wearing suits with their arms around each other with Houston Strong.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that'll be a cover that people will want to get over the course of this week.
Again, when you put it that way, it sounds a little more tender than it actually looks. Their arms are around each other. Yeah, they got their, what would you call that? It's just one arm around each other, yes. Just side by side.
It's like if we all took a photo, yeah. We put our arms around
each
other.
Yes.
To make us feel like we're all friends, basically. Yeah. Yes.
But those two are genuine friends. Jose got JJ that whiskey, right?
Whiskey, yes.
Yeah.
Brian Cushing is back with the Texans, returning for the final four games of the season. And my question this morning has basically been, what is the upside of Cushing's return?
Yeah.
What are we going to actually get out of this?
For one, I want desperately for the Texans' run defense to continue to be respectable, and it was not respectable on Sunday. So that alone is, I think, an added benefit. You saw when you had Jelani Jenkins taking first down reps away from Zach Cunningham. It's because Zach Cunningham just he's not quite ready for prime time as a three down linebacker. He's better as an athlete and in pass coverage than he is as a guy that can just come up and thump an offensive guard. Brian Cushing will come up and thump an offensive guard, and he'll do it with great gusto after being out for 10 weeks. So I think that alone is going to help. And then also, I think, look, at the very end of the game, you saw Jamel President be a liability on the field because he's a young guy and he doesn't quite know what he's doing yet. Cushing can play outside. It's not ideally his position, but I think in some respects, depending on what defenses you're calling, he's a better alternative than a young guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm not thrilled with the overall situation, but I guess I'm resigned to the idea that I guess they view him as a team leader. They're bringing him back,
yeah.
And he's not going to be here in 2018 for a number of reasons: salary, overall quality play, and this is kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah. I want to bring up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
I do want to bring up some other things from the game on Sunday. I know this might sound crazy, and I know it was kind of ridiculous and hilarious that he had the three false starts in a row. I saw more out of Jeff Allen, left tackle, on Sunday than I've seen from him in a year and a half. Just like as an athlete on a sports field. That's the way I put it. An athlete on an actual field. Here was O'Brien Monday saying he will play left tackle again next week. I believe. Anyway, Jeff Allen, to me, like, am I crazy here? Jeff Allen has been
He was better in pass protection. I haven't seen the coaches film yet, and CBS they never show replays. It drives me crazy, and it's really hard to tell with run blocking from the TV copy. I have to go back and see exactly why they were so atrocious with the run blocking. But in pass protection, he was better than Chris Clark and Bruno Giacomini and definitely Kendall Lamb than any time I've seen all season. So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised right up until he jumped off sides three times.
Here was O'Brien on Jeff Allen. I mean, this guy has done nothing as a right guard for the last year and a half. I actually agree with Wade Smith. It is really baffling to me. And maybe it's not the biggest deal in the world, but they signed this guy as a left guard from Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he hasn't played left guard here. Moving forward, I want them to sign players to the positions they play and keep them at those spots.
Well, but the interesting thing there is, you might say, okay, what's the big deal? I mean, there is the matter of you're using different hands for different things, and your dominant leg matters when you're on the left or the right side of the offensive line. You'd like to think that's not the be-all, end-all, but for some guys it is, particularly if you think about Jeff Allen. He's had these lower leg issues. He's had surgery in the offseason, so His inside leg, I'm trying to remember if it's his left or his right leg that is the issue. If his inside leg is his left leg, and if that's the one that's bothered, that's a whole lot of strength and power that he doesn't have there. If you move him over to the left side, it's not as big a deal. That inside hand, that inside leg, is where a lot of your strength comes from as a guard or as a tackle. So maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe he's better on the left side. And he also just, I guess he... even though he lacks lower body strength, and I think it really hurts him as a guard, I'm trying to think my way through this because typically it doesn't work this way. Usually if you're a guard and you're not athletic enough to play tackle, you don't look better at tackle when you get moved out there.
That's the bizarre part.
But I think because he's not facing as powerful an athlete when he's out on the outside, his lack of lower body strength doesn't hurt him as much. So he's able to latch on with his arms, and okay. I think he's got good enough upper body strength that he gets away with what is actually holding, but they never call in the NFL, and it drives me crazy. But he gets away with that, and that's what it looked like. His lack of strength doesn't hurt him as much at left tackle as it did at right guard.
lot of concussions on Sunday for the Texans with Alfred Blue, Jelani Jenkins. I think they have one or two more. Here was O'Brien Monday discussing the amount of concussions and how it impacted their game plan offensively.
It's interesting where we are with concussions in the NFL right now, because I think there has to be a change in approach to the way you go into games, where there's just so much more potential for losing guys in the middle of a game. You look at four guys lost a concussion, or was it three guys in this last game?
I missed Fedorowicz. That was the obvious one.
So Fedorowicz.
Now, Ellington went down with the hamstring injury.
Yeah. But look, you've got three guys that, like, realistically, there's a really good chance that none of those guys would have been diagnosed 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, especially if you watch these games closely, yeah, that Fedorowicz hit, if this was 1998, that dude is staying on the field.
Right.
If it's 2008, yeah, he might be staying on the field.
And I'm not complaining about it. That's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
But in terms of coaching a football game, you don't typically go in thinking that, you know, I might actually lose twice as many people as I ever would have expected in a game before. Typically with those concussions, they would have been diagnosed after the game. And guys are, one thing that's changed this year is guys are self-reporting the concussions a lot more. And again, I'm all on board with that. That's for the best, both for society and for the game of football. But you gotta have a certain flexibility. And I'll give Bill O'Brien credit and the coaching staff credit for figuring out a way to use Andre Ellington as a receiver for a guy that's only been on the team for 2 weeks and is actually a running back.
I think that it could have been even more of a disaster if Foreman hadn't gotten hurt, because Ellington can receive. He's a good receiver.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Foreman had been there instead of Ellington? Because they picked up Ellington after he got hurt. It would have been even more of a disaster.
Well, Deontay Foreman's a better receiver, though. Now, he's not as slippery. He's not as slippery of an athlete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You could stay in your base defense out there with him in the slot. Where, I mean, with Andre Ellington, the team's got to make that decision. Like, all right, do we want to cover him? I guess can we cover him with a linebacker? Should we commit a safety to him? I don't know.
I mean, maybe that was a factor in them activating Andre Ellington, period. But Landry is 100% right. The fact that they had him active means that meant that they could actually survive in the game.
Otherwise, you might have lost that game.
I know, right? And then what? And then what would happen? I do have one quick point I want to make on Andre Ellington, though. And I know it's only one play, but that one play where Savage hit him on that route out of the backfield, I forget if it was a wheel route or not.
Yeah.
Or not. But they could use that. They haven't really had that much with O'Brien. I mean, other than Jonathan Grimes, but he wasn't really that kind of athlete. But a true back out of the back.
Tyler Irvin.
Really good receiving ability.
Yeah, that was Tyler Irvin during training camp. Remember, that was all the rage. We were trying to figure out, are you, oh my gosh, he's like Cordell Stewart, but better. He can be a receiver. He can be a linebacker. He might be your kicker. Who knows?
He's like cigarettes. He's like cigarettes. He's unreliable, but people can't quit him.
We actually argued over whether we should call him a slot or a running back, I think.
We did.
Remember during the Patriots scrimmage? That's the problem. That damn Patriots scrimmage blew because nobody knew how bad the Patriots defense was going to be. And annoyingly, by the way, they've gotten it together in their respectable defense.
Very
now.
Annoyingly.
It's so annoying. But during training camp, we're like, wow, look at these guys. They're moving the ball pretty easily versus the Patriots defense. Then you find out they stunk.
Well, and they were doing that with no receivers.
Yeah, exactly. Tyler Irvin, except, is he a receiver?
Remember when that lady cussed at you at Patriots practice?
She did?
She flipped you off.
When?
I'll find it. We'll come back with it. But yeah, you got flipped off and yelled at by a lady.
And
did I?
I'm like 90% sure. I'll find it. If we have it, we'll come back with it.
Mike, do you remember this?
I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And is the fan mob getting too much power in sports? One story in college football, one in the NFL about that. Mike and Seth.